idea. Grand Unified Theory. Rational Response Squad's newest member. My name is Graydon Square. And I'ma always give it to you straight. Check it. Yo, I'm like the atheist spokesman. That's why I come under fire and pressure attacks like Rex Grossman. Haha, yeah, this game is intense. I've been saying this since agnostic people been playing the fence. They keep saying it's the same in the sense that evolution requires faith that the universe just came to exist. First of all, microevolution's been proven in the same way that sound waves let you listen to music. And macroevolution is a system of change at or above the level of species inflicted with change. That's microevolution on the grand scale we can't even word because our lifespan's too short to observe. But carbon dating is flawed. Its half-life is 5,730 years, and that supports our cause. Now that'd be great if we used it to date, but since we don't, then I'ma question that argument's weight. We use potassium argon to date the globe. Not carbon 12 or carbon 14, not none of those. So before you attack, great, go get your facts straight. Because in the facts race, your God comes in the last place. Believe in gods, we can fix that, fix that. Irrational thoughts, we can dispatch, dispatch. It may be hard, but we'll get back. Just to end that, end that. Believe in gods, we can fix that, fix that. Irrational thoughts, we can dispatch, dispatch. It may be hard, but we'll get back, get back. In the position just to end that. Look, end that. To battle me, you need to reason clearly. Now I'm not saying fear me, but at least be versed in punctuated equilibrium theory. Grand unified fields, quantum mechanics and dark planets, with logic that's sharper than the blade of D'Artagnan's to destroy arguments of creationists who can't stand it. Then they try to hit me with the wager. Who? Pascal's wager. Who? Pascal's wager. Now that's a fool's bet. And against the intelligent, it's useless. Really? You bet. That ain't nothing new, they use it on kids. But for those who don't know, it goes a little like this. Wouldn't you rather believe in God and be wrong than to not believe in God and be wrong? If you believe in God and you're wrong, you've lost nothing. But if you don't believe and you're wrong, it's all suffering. The problem is, you can try it on anything. Switch the gods around and apply it to anything. The flying spaghetti monster, Zeus, Amen Ra, Krishna, Odin, Baal, and then Allah. Which one of them's our god? None of them are false. And blame it on the atheists, it's always our fault. Except it never is. So don't get mad at us, we just showing y'all the evidence. Believe in gods, we can fix that, fix that. Irrational thoughts, we can dispatch, dispatch. It may be hard, but we'll get back. Just to end that, end that. Believe in gods, we can fix that, fix that. Irrational thoughts, we can dispatch, dispatch. It may be hard, but we'll get back, get back. In the position just to end that, end that, end that. Grand Unified Theory. Rational Response Squad. I'ma make the fundies hate me. They gon' need a new reason to shut down rap. But they won't shut down rap that degrades women though, huh? They won't shut down rap that talks about selling crack though, huh? Hypocrites. It's all good. Grand Unified. I'm Grand Unified.